Listening part two. You are going to hear a radio program. You will hear the program twice. First, read items 46 to 55. After you have listened to the program, decide if the statement for each of the items 46 to 55 is true, plus, or not true, minus. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the statements.
Welcome to our programme, Voices from Abroad. I'm Fiona Galway and I have two guests today, Stacey and Ron, who decided to leave everything behind and start a new life in Thailand. Ron, you're 71, a father, grandfather and soon-to-be great-grandfather, and you're living all by yourself on a small island called Koh Samui in the Gulf of Thailand. Why?
Well, you see, I started working when I was 17, got married at 20, and had 3 children by the age of 26. It was a tough life, you know. I never missed a day of work. I had to support a family, and money was always short. I never allowed myself to think about my hopes and dreams. It was always family first for 50 years.
Stacey, your situation is quite different. You've just successfully graduated from law school, but instead of joining your father's business, you applied for a volunteer job in an elephant camp near Bangkok. Tell us more.
My parents have always had high expectations of me. You know, they're both successful lawyers, and they have always wanted to see their only daughter in the same position. My father even wanted to make me his junior partner. But I don't see myself in a tight business suit with my smartphone glued to my ear 24/7. I had to make my own choice.
See, when I was your age, I never even figured that I had a choice. But then my granddaughter told us about her pregnancy and asked if me and my wife could care for the baby once she went back to work. And my first thought was, run, run away now, or you never will.
But of course, you didn't run to Thailand.
No, but it only took me one afternoon to think it over, and I ran to the travel agency and booked a one-way ticket.
How did your family react?
Well, everybody was shocked, of course. My daughters keep trying to talk me out of it, and my son has not accepted my decision either. My wife was actually the first one to say, "Go ahead and live your life. You deserve it."
Stacey, did your parents show understanding for your decision?
Not at all. My father hasn't talked to me since. But I know that my mum shows him all my emails and that deep in his heart he still loves me.
How long are you planning to stay in Thailand? Feeding elephants will probably not be a lifelong career.
My supervisor has just offered me a job in the administration of the camp. We need a better marketing campaign to attract more investors. Maybe one day I'll be marketing director of the most popular elephant camp in the world.
Sounds great. Ron, what do you do to earn your living in Thailand?
Well, I sold a few personal things before I left home, my car and my coin collection, for example. It's okay for now, but I fear that the money won't last long. I do some renovation work, and I might have the chance to get a job as a gardener in one of the hotels.
Do you think you will regret your decision one day?
Not any time soon. There's so much I have to catch up with.
I'm sure I won't, but I wish my parents would visit me here and see how happy I am. Maybe they would forgive me then.
Thank you, Ron and Stacy. I wish you both the best of luck.
Now listen to the radio program again.
Welcome to our program, Voices from Abroad. I'm Fiona Galway, and I have two guests today, Stacy and Ron, who decided to leave everything behind and start a new life in Thailand. Ron, you're 71, a father, grandfather, and soon to be great-grandfather, and you're living all by yourself on a small island called Koh Samui in the Gulf of Thailand. Why?
Well, you see, I started working when I was 17, got married at 20, and had three children by the age of 26. It was a tough life, you know. I never missed a day of work. I had to support a family, and money was always short. I never allowed myself to think about my hopes and dreams. It was always family first for 50 years.
Stacy, your situation is quite different. You've just successfully graduated from law school, but instead of joining your father's business, you applied for a volunteer job in an elephant camp near Bangkok. Tell us more.
My parents have always had high expectations of me. You know, they're both successful lawyers, and they have always wanted to see their only daughter in the same position. My father even wanted to make me his junior partner. But I don't see myself in a tight business suit with my smartphone glued to my ear 24/7. I had to make my own choice.
See, when I was your age, I never even figured that I had a choice. But then my granddaughter told us about her pregnancy and asked if me and my wife could care for the baby once she went back to work. And my first thought was, run, run away now, or you never will.
But of course, you didn't run to Thailand.
No, but it only took me one afternoon to think it over, and I ran to the travel agency and booked a one-way ticket.
How did your family react?
Well, everybody was shocked, of course. My daughters keep trying to talk me out of it, and my son has not accepted my decision either. My wife was actually the first one to say, "Go ahead and live your life. You deserve it."
Stacy, did your parents show understanding for your decision?
Not at all. My father hasn't talked to me since. But I know that my mum shows him all my emails and that deep in his heart he still loves me.
How long are you planning to stay in Thailand? Feeding elephants will probably not be a lifelong career.
My supervisor has just offered me a job in the administration of the camp. We need a better marketing campaign to attract more investors. Maybe one day I'll be marketing director of the most popular elephant camp in the world.
Sounds great. Ron, what do you do to earn your living in Thailand?
Well, I sold a few personal things before I left home, my car and my coin collection, for example. It's okay for now, but I fear that the money won't last long. I do some renovation work, and I might have the chance to get a job as a gardener in one of the hotels.
Do you think you will regret your decision one day?
Not any time soon. There's so much I have to catch up with.
I'm sure I won't, but I wish my parents would visit me here and see how happy I am. Maybe they would forgive me then.
Thank you, Ron and Stacy. I wish you both the best of luck.
Now you have 1 minute to check your answers again. end of part two.